jsem nabil gafo.
Here, take this one. No, I don't think that one.
Sure.
Do you need Cody and I to share, maybe?
Yeah, Cody, you and him share that, and Joe, take that one.
Okay.
Joe, take the Albert mic.
Awesome. Oh, that's actually instantly way fucking better.
Brian talks to Lindy. I don't know.
Brian sometimes talks.
We can share the ear.
Brian's going to talk.
I will lean in.
Brian's going to talk.
God damn it. Hey.
Yeah, it would be like shortstop.
Oh, baseball joke.
Okay. The sports ball.
Sports ball joke. Sports ball. Aha! Yeah.
Walmart what? Did have a bin of sports balls. That
they
was
did.
Great. They just said sports balls.
For real?
Yeah.
What were they actually?
Just a mix of like dodgeball, football, basketball,
okay.
Volleyball. So it's like all the things. Like all of them were like $4.99 or whatever, $3.99. Yeah.
It's really just a bunch of dodgeballs
break.
With different
designs for them.
You could kick this. You
could. Anybody what?
Able to monitor.
Oh, able to monitor WGXC. Don't they kick over at 702 automatically? Like, it's fucking on.
Yeah,
time.
Yeah, but I want to make sure that we're...
we're
on.
So what is our music? It's the same...
Just sit out in the car.
Lord of the Rings.
Hold
right
on. Hey, guys,
the
guys
same
on.
One you were playing a minute ago.
We're on
it's
yet?
It's dead air. It's dead air.
That would actually work.
It would. I guess in the car and honk the horn or something. Two honks
oh,
for okay.
That computer would work too, but I think I'll just use my computer. Mute your cellies.
Should have brought the Grundig so I could have found a power supply for it.
Thingularity. All right, it sees our stream.
I hear the previous stream.
Okay, I can
what
hear
is
it.
That, like a pan pipe?
Alright, so we'll be on.
There you go.
If they don't, if they fuck up their cutover, then.
And I'll put it right into the mic so that
okay,
everyone
can
hear
it.
It's own weird delay.
Alright, so we'll be on.
Like,
there you go. If they don't, if they fuck up their cutover, then.
We're working, that's all I need to know. Cool. And my phone will do that. Great, yay.
Phones have FM in them,
right? Some do.
They use
the headphones as an antenna, and most modern phones don't. They stopped doing that like a few years ago because Pandora. Everyone's like Pandora.
That's sad.
Yay.
Why take away features? You know?
Because fuck you.
Dude, you don't even know. Like, this is the
It's literally a general purpose, like, programmable. I don't fucking understand why.
Friend of mine,
all you have to do is just keep the code in the code base.
Probably still is.
What do you mean?
Probably
code?
Still is.
That's probably just facilitated by a general-purpose microcontroller, or somewhat general-purpose.
Yeah, but it's a microcontroller that they could save some money by not putting in the system. It's a whole chip, right?
I mean,
it could just
possible,
be a software-defined
just,
radio.
I guess it could be.
That would be cool. And technically, if they figured it out,
it
I think
be.
You're correct in that they could just make it do that.
Right? I mean, it's just FM.
It's possible they're just using a couple of...
That's where you're wrong. It's just FM.
It's
if,
just
you can, if you're at the point where you can pick up FM, you can get everything else. It's a pain in the face. Once you get there. Here's a whole set of commands for Siri.
Ooh.
Are you, gonna, are you just going to announce them?
Siri, set alarm. Set an alarm for 7 a.m.
You know, we should just have it.
Should we randomly do this throughout the show?
Exactly.
Can you pass those around? I don't know, how many do you have?
So you should get it to, like, go to, like, open, like, our radio station.
They're all on status pages.
Okay, Google.
Oh, yeah, there you go. Okay, Google.
Here, find something you might like.
All right, hold on.
And then just save it.
Pass around Siri and Google commands.
Okay, Google. Map me the closest pedophile.
It should be able to do that.
It should be able to do that.
That's going to drive me batty. Is that what you can hear me?
It's the nearest pizza place.
What's our sound compared to the background music?
What do you mean?
Background music's
law. Would
laws.
It violate decency laws for me to say, okay, Google, look up Deep Blue Waffle?
No, because Blue Waffle. I mean,
why
like.
Why does this sound so fucking good? I can never get that goddamn mixer to sound like this.
Don't put the mics on the top.
No, it's not that fucking simple. I will shoot myself if it's that simple. No.
I crank the.
Gain's not all the way up.
And turn the peaks down.
He's just a master with that thing.
Yeah.
And then put on the low cut.
He's the mix master.
The voice is in the middle, so you take down the top and take down the bottom.
Don't matter so much.
Like half
unless you have Barry White, you know?
Barry White or Ian Massoud acting a high note here.
Oh, somebody's spreadsheet of doom, PM schedule.
Yeah, that was all printed out.
I know. I didn't think you were like. It's like, where's Joe been? We'll just really read the paper.
702.
So Joe went to a church.
Yes, I go to several churches because I work at Hudson Valley Office Equipment and my.
Oh, yeah.
Nope, there was.
That would be why. Okay.
None of that was on here,
technically.
Yeah.
You could say what you said to me.
I can't believe Hudson Valley Office Equipment has that much integrity. It's just amazing.
There you go.
Integrity.
What is that?
Integrity.
Integrity?
Got integrity.
See, here, Integrity Farms. We grow that old style marijuana. None of that fancy main line and tying it down nonsense. What we do is grow it nice
early.
And natural. Or
that's why I was bringing the mic down.
No. We know we're streaming. We know we're working. We're not doing this waiting for it bullshit anymore.
Okay.
No.
So wait, we can have Siri
if we
search
go into
sites.
It already talking, it'd be like
search what?
So it's like, okay, Siri, find
yes,
me Pornhub
so
videos, and like
we
it'll
should
do that.
Stop swearing now. Stop swearing. Let's start being professional now. But here's the deal:
right,
we're going to count on WGXC to flip us over at exactly 9:02. Like when my watch says, okay, the world says it's 9:02. I'm going to assume we have airtime. I'm going to play just a little bit of intro and then. Hi! And I'm going to assault everyone's fucking eardrums.
Perfect.
Eardrums.
I will count you down.
Eardrums.
I will count you down by the actual
clock. Okay, this is happening to you if you swear.
We're 3.5 minutes.
Is it, though?
But I will reach across this table. Wait, what are you talking about?
Don't worry, I'll return the favor.
This table will just go flying. There's not much of a table.
Hey! Ass!
Each one of us should have something we get to throw. So that if anybody swears, we just get.
Where's the bag of dildos?
If you hit somebody with that, you're knocking them out.
We loaned that to several local churches for the weekend.
I'm going to have lots of stuff for you, buddy.
What, the $15 internet?
I'm going to make you talk a lot.
$15
maybe.
Internet?
I don't know.
I don't have.
Depending on how much you have to say.
I'll plead the fifth. Doesn't apply to me.
I posted.
It applies
article.
To Mid Hudson, although like there's a court order saying that they don't have to.
Yeah. I saw that. That was pretty good. Like,
everybody sued.
Everybody
sued.
Or at least everybody's associations did. Whatever.
Yes.
Right here, transition of bells.
Oh, I got some email server kind of working, except it's still. Treated a lot like spam. I think there's one more
setting.
DNS text record I can add that kind of helps out with that.
Yeah.
All the fucking gin flicking and voodoo to make it real. It's secure.
Yeah, exactly. First, I got bounced by Google because I didn't have some SPA record or something like that.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, the spam record?
And then spam I need DKIM, maybe now will help me out. Another one. Just a couple different things that repeat the IP address that will actually reverse lookup to the domain name it's being sent from.
There you go. I'm legitimate. I'm legit. Yeah.
I guess they figure spammers won't go through that, or maybe don't have control over both the server and the registrar, you know, or whatever. The DNS.
I don't know. I mean, like, they just want to tie you to a DNS record and say, like, go the fuck away. That's really what they're looking to. Oh, sorry. you need to leave, sir.
It's going to be slap time soon. Yeah, I'm telling you what.
Yeah, we had a spamming group that was like, yeah, you know, let us host your stuff in your network. I'm like, see ya. No. Direct mail marketing. I'm like, nope.
Nope. Are you nuts? Like,
well, yeah, they wanted like parts of my cider block. I'm like, no, get out of here. Banhammer my entire, like. You just need, like, you know, 150.
150 IP addresses?
Yeah, no. I think you need to leave, sir. I think you need...
We are, like, what, 30 seconds out now?
About 30 seconds or so.
Ooh-wee. All
right. I'm just going to be quiet.
Just keep going like this until it's actually time.
Are you going to trigger music or something, Joe, or are you just going to yell in?
Kind of script.
Very close. 2012 or they talking about? What the fuck are they talking about? You have a future.
No more swearing.
10 years old. Okay, we're close.
No swearing, cell phones off. Hello and welcome to the Thingularity Radio Program, broadcasting live from the Palatial Administrative Offices of the Catskill Makers Syndicate, located at 65 West Bridge Street in the heart of Catskill. We are here to answer any science or technology-related questions you may have, but you never ask them, so... All right. If you happen to have any sort of questions or comments that you would like to direct at us, you can send them to catskillmakersinfo@gmail.com. Or try it directly at www.thingularity.tech. Alright, that's the intro. Sweet and complete. And to my left is Ben. How you doing tonight?
Pretty good, yourself?
Not bad. To head next to him is Brian, our sound technician.
Hello!
So don't mind if you don't hear him. He's working his butt off, but he is definitely working.
And to the left of his left is Albert!
Oh, Corey skipped him. Cody? Oh, my God. Cody skipped himself. We won't have Corey offended. Tonight.
I'm severely offended right now.
Corey and Professor Von Mothersbaugh will not be joining us tonight, but we do have, as always, Cody across from me. How you doing?
Bon voyage, Professor Von Mothersbaugh, and
yeah, we hope company. They're listening because we know they're listening because I mean somebody's got to listen to us.
Somebody loves us.
So do we have anything interesting on the docket that's like bright and shiny that we need to worry about?
On the docket? Making things. You like to make things, and that's on the docket all the time. Right?
Absolutely. I'm always making stuff. Pretty soon I'm making... Oh, well, that's a secret project. So
well, I failed spectacularly today trying to configure a video streaming server that was...
Ed, what was the point of failure?
Between my ears. Oh, no. And on this, I don't know, this old computer. It
yeah,
just
hopefully.
It wouldn't make.
Hopefully coming soon, we're going to stream this, right?
Oh,
some
definitely.
Video streaming?
Yes, we're working on it. It might have been ready this time, but we got no, we're not in a hurry, and we have no obligations to anyone.
No one's
probably next time.
They're... I wanted to show off my bullseye, though. It just happened.
Holy crap.
Planned it ahead
Holy
of time.
Crap. If you go outside, check yourself for ticks. Check yourself for ticks. Check your kids for ticks. Check your dog for ticks. Check your cat for ticks. Check your birds for ticks. Then check the couch and the bed and everything else, and then yourself again.
Yeah, sorry. Because they can just fall off of things and then onto you.
And then they crawl, and then they crawl into weird spaces, and then they crawl out of those weird spaces and find other spots to attach to you. And if for some reason you have a tick attached to you, number one, if it's less than 24 hours, you haven't got Lyme disease yet. You're fine.
Probably.
No, no. 24 hours. If less than 24 hours and
that.
You remove it correctly.
Nope. I don't believe that either.
That's fine. You don't have to believe me. You can believe them. But if you want that little bit of extra, like, security that makes you feel comfortable, I'm telling you, less than 24 hours, you do not have Lyme. You might have one of the many other things that a tick can squeeze into you, but...
It's false security.
Maybe. I'm not sure. I do shower daily and check myself a lot, but, you know, those ticks are also pretty tiny.
Dude, I've come in, taken off all of my clothing, showered, put on a new set of clothing, and this is after completely disposing of the old set of clothing that I had hiked in.
Yeah.
Burned them.
I still found a tick on me.
Okay. There are a lot
that
of
was in, it's
weird
insane.
Little folds in your body, and they love to hide. Okay? Yeah. Okay? Believe me. Like,
tell me more about my folding holes.
My last giant one was right here where I can't see it, but it was right here, and I'm like...
He's pointing to his clavicle.
It was really close. Like, what is this collarbone? Over here? And so like, oh my god, that's a tick! It was like, it felt like it was the size of a Dungeness trap. It was enormous. I was like, what is this thing?
Well, that's lucky. If it was that big, it was probably not one of the ones that's going to give you Lyme, but... Regardless of who you believe on how long it can be in there, the second you find it, you should remove it. And you should not remove it with a lighter or a match or Vaseline or any
that
stupid
you're
stuff.
Supposed to do that.
No.
Burn it, right?
No,
maybe
no,
after.
No.
After the fact.
You take
after, it's like popcorn.
Die in
you
fire.
Take a pair of tweezers that come to a fine point, and you grab as close to the skin as possible. What you want to do is grab the barb that's actually in your skin and pull it out. If you can do that, you will prevent infection. If you screw up and squeeze the tick's body, you're basically squeezing a hypodermic needle, injecting yourself with Lyme and whatever else. So
that's a good tip. I never heard.
Yeah, you want to go right down to the skin, pull on the barb, pull on the straw, and then pull out.
Okay.
I actually use kind of a wide, but they come to a sharp point, and scrape my skin. Like, make sure you really, like...
Yeah.
Scrape it?
Scraping. Yeah, well, I mean, I pinch it a little bit, but really, like, scrape the skin. Because I've heard you can use... I've never tried it, but that you can use just a credit card or, like, a debit card or something.
Really?
And you really
like,
just
I don't do that.
Scrape hard, and it will always get the head.
Anybody's desperate and has nothing to work with, I'm not going to blame you for any method you use. But if you have the option, go get a pair of tweezers.
Well, I guess you could use a pair of credit cards or something, right?
No, yeah, no, just one side, like really hard scrape.
Like you're you're removing a splinter, right? Because
that
you can do the same thing for
too?
A splinter, yeah.
Oh.
You can flick it with a credit card.
I wish I knew that. I've had quite a few.
You can flick it with a credit card. You can get in there with some tweezers. Drawing salve and other things like that, don't really pull it out. Just time in your body will push it out, but, you know, pull it out and disinfect.
You know, what do you know? You get the bio break at the beginning of the show.
Text.
Relevant to living in New York.
Stay away from the ticks. Watch for the ticks. Wear dark clothing because the ticks don't jump on dark clothing quite as much.
They don't?
It's harder to detect them, but it's also harder for them to detect you.
I thought they sense heat. Wasn't it a heat thing?
Heat, yes, also, and movement. But they basically hang out on things waiting for you to walk by, touch them, and they stick.
Yeah, okay.
I haven't noticed any particular difference wearing dark pants or... light shorts or whatever.
I'm repeating stuff I see on the DEC website.
Yeah, okay.
You know what? Maybe they don't work, but to the best of their knowledge, they do. Tuck your pants into your socks, okay?
Collectively, the DEC has a lot more hiking time than I have, so there you go.
All right, so that was all sprouted from Albert's giant gaping sore in the back of his
head. Oh, my God.
That we cannot show on video,
I have never seen a bullseye before. This thing's it's bigger than your fist. It's huge.
It's
They're not
bigger
all
too.
Like that.
It's getting bigger.
And bullseyes don't mean you have Lyme, and not having a bullseye does not guarantee you don't
I've
have
I've had
Lyme.
Some crazy ones. Like, one got me on the back, a very, very tiny one.
Mm-hmm.
And it ended up being, like, this weird splay of... You know those images that you see from the Large Hadron Collider?
Of particles going
every which way?
Yeah,
the particle map.
Like lightning spreading out.
It looked like
out.
That.
Okay.
Oh.
So you have a particle generator in your back, and all it took was a tick. That's awesome.
But But yeah, that's they don't have to look like a bullseye.
That's because ticks pick up whatever is inside mice and deer and several other types of animals. And they get filled with all sorts of fun, weird parasites. So that was something, probably not lying, but something else, trying to live in you. Mm. And that was this path it took before it was finally eradicated, hopefully.
There's like a red meat allergy one.
Oh, like I know a couple of people who have that.
Yep.
You eat meat and you get sick up to maybe 8 hours afterwards.
Yeah. So if you're not afraid of Lyme disease and you like red meat, well, be afraid of getting sick from red meat.
Whatever that disease is called.
Check for ticks.
Lyme is not just one thing. It's a constellation of organisms.
Yeah.
You got...
Well, Lyme is pretty particular, but, like, the tick itself has a whole zoo inside it.
A whole zoo.
Oh, yeah. I know a guy that would see that, like, got infected with stuff, and it put him in the hospital. He saw things, like, crawl across his eye before they got the stuff to go away. Yeah, it was bad. Dude. I think it was Babesia.
Babesia?
Yeah.
That gets in your eyeball?
I think he had it that bad.
What is that?
That's
parasite?
A...
Parasite.
Yeah, it's...
No.
It's a, what do you call those?
Like worms?
Prokaryotes?
Oh, yeah.
No.
I don't know.
It's a eukaryotic organism...
Not like an amoeba.
It is like an amoeba.
Oh, those will kill you.
Ew.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They had to flush his system. And the doctor's like, for a while, like, we're sorry. We don't know how to fix you yet.
Oh.
We're consulting
experts. And it's like,
experts.
And it's just basically crawling. I mean, in Africa, there's those parasitic worms that get into your eyes. And there's an entire tribe that's just blind. Like, you just get blind as you get older because the worms just do that. Yeah. I'm not looking it up right now.
Wow.
We should be able to skeeve everybody out enough with the ticks. Pull them out.
Well, wolves. Introduce wolves. Right? Reintroduce them?
No, it won't matter. You got to kill the mice.
You gotta kill all the mice.
All the mammals, right?
If somebody wants to actually take care of ticks, the best way to do it is to use tick tubes. You can go to Lowe's and you can buy them. They like basically are small cardboard tubes with cotton inside them that is treated with permethrin.
Permethrin, yeah.
You can also, if you can get your hands on permethrin, apply it to cotton balls and stuff it inside toilet paper tubes and stick them in different places like wood piles and anywhere that's protected that the mice will get to them. The mice will get the cotton, take it back to their dens, fill the dens with the permethrin-coated cotton, and all the mice in there become an army for killing ticks.
You can also get, a night vision scope on your BB gun and shoot the mice at night. Pretend you're, like, the American sniper.
And dedicate the next 20 years of your life to it.
Because that's how long it's going to take you to eradicate them all.
Just the ones in your yard.
Yeah, just the ones in your yard.
Well, I trap probably, we live in an old farmhouse, I trap 10 a month, and then there could be a dry spell, but then at some point there will be a wave where I catch few in one day.
Even. That's why you use poison and just deal with the smell.
No. We had one die in the walls, and the smell's terrible, and that's just... That's a one-off. You know? That's a rare occasion.
There's also the stupid trap, which is just a bucket with water in it, and you put a ramp up to it. Sometimes they're so stupid they go up the ramp and they fall in the bucket. Literally, my brother was killing a bunch of rats and mice at a store he was building, and so they got all like paintball guns and they're killing all the mice and rats, but. One dude, he couldn't shoot any of them. They're like, hey, the bucket killed more than you did.
quick thing, you could take another mouse trap you could do if you want to catch them live is you take a tall garbage can that's at least 4 feet tall, just a regular tall garbage can, you put it up to the right up to your kitchen counter. You take a cardboard tube and you balance it on the end of your kitchen counter just so it just barely stays there. So that any extra weight makes it fall into the garbage can. You put just a little bit of rice or something in the end of it. The mouse will walk across your countertop. It will look in the tube, see the food. It will walk into the tube. The tube will fall into the garbage can. It will be stuck in the garbage can and not be able to jump out.
But he'll probably eat the food.
Can you make like a Thunderdome and you just like keep throwing them in there?
Yes, you can. You absolutely can. And then you go and take them all one day to a rival's house and you leave them there. Ooh. Oh, and also, quick tip for ticks, people walking through the woods with kids and stuff, you can take lint rollers that they sell for getting lint off of your sweater and stuff. You can roll them all over you after you've been hiking, and it will you will get a little weirded out by the stuff it collects off of you. You will see ticks on it.
That sounds fun, actually. That's like,
yeah, what do I got now?
That's perversely fun.
Well, I mean, everything you do is going to, they're not on you anymore.
It's quote-unquote satisfying. is that what the kids say nowadays? It's satisfying?
Satisfying?
Snickers.
You know, you ever see those videos on YouTube of kids opening things or doing some useless task, but it makes like a noise, and it's like, this is satisfying.
It's literally satisfying.
Like,
It's like popping bubble wrap.
Bubble wrap, yeah.
You know, it's a totally useless,
cutting clay with
task.
A knife.
Yeah, it's so satisfying.
Well, if you notice at the front windows here, there are no flies, and they haven't been here for 2 weeks because somebody sucked all of them up into a shop vac.
Somebody
100 in one afternoon, and that was very satisfying.
Wait, living flies?
Yeah, they're flying around.
Brian X.
That is a great way to take care of
flies. Shop vac is the best way to get rid of fly infestation.
If you have like a bee's nest inside too, you tape the end of the vacuum cleaner to a broom handle.
These are such great life hacks.
So you get a nice 5 foot gap between you and the beehive, and you can just
suck
them up.
I do hope you mean a wasp nest.
Wasp nest, beehive. Oh yeah, we don't hurt the bees.
We call
beekeepers in to get bees. If
yellow
that,
jackets.
Bees.
They're real bees. Unless they're carpenter bees.
Suck them up.
Well, if they're carpenter bees, which have a very glossy thorax rather than a hairy one like a bumblebee, carpenter bees are just destructive.
Ah, who cares? They all make honey.
No, they don't actually. They're secondary pollinators. They like to eat wood and make their nests in
houses.
In your structural lumber.
Yeah.
No, great.
They bore it out.
Structural lumber.
That
sounds terrible.
What next, buddy?
You want to talk about what's really important?
What's really important?
What's really important?
Lefty liberals warming up the earth somehow.
Warming up the earth.
Look. Somebody's got to do it. I say let them grow oranges in Alaska.
Gotta love me them Alaskan oranges.
You will, or at least your kids will. I guarantee it.
What are you talking about, Brian?
The
Northeast could be a great place for agriculture and Siberia.
I am talking about the giant
heat power
wave.
The Russians.
It already is. The Northeast is great for making damn near everything. We could grow coffee up here right now. There are Arabica beans will grow in this climate.
Yeah.
So that's it. As far as I'm concerned, we're good. We got cows. We can make cheese. I can make coffee. I don't need anything else.
You really can grow coffee here now?
Yeah.
What about the winter freeze? It doesn't affect the vines or the plant or anything?
Well, it won't be an annual. I mean, it won't be a perennial. It'll probably just be an annual crop, like a pepper is.
He just regrows again.
Yeah, you just grow it again. I mean,
no, you just plant another round.
Plant another one. Technically, a pepper can be maintained over the winter here.
Okay.
But people don't do that. They just let them die.
So if I had if I bring it into like a little greenhouse or my house, I could keep this thing alive.
Yeah, if you keep it
totally.
Like above 45, 50 degrees.
Dude, you have a greenhouse.
Fahrenheit,
you can grow a banana tree.
Then you can overwinter a pepper. You just gotta cut off most of its branches. It's very extreme looking, but you basically cut it down to a couple stems.
And it'll winter over.
Yep.
I overwintered a tomato plant. It did not produce any tomatoes over the winter. But my house is also generally pretty cold, and it got plenty of light, so it wasn't a light thing. It was a temperature thing. But then I put it out in the yard, and it's already grown. Like it kept growing, it just didn't fruit, and now it's like a giant tangled monster out in the yard, and it's got like over a dozen tomatoes on it already. So I'm like, oh okay. But I'm going to kill that at the end of this season and try another strain because I want something that fruits inside during the winter, if I can get that. Because plants are great inside during the winter. They increase your humidity levels, but it'd be nice to have some food, too. Fresh snack.
Have you checked out the greenhouse that's over on 32 that's opened up just...
Is it the one at...
At Silver Spur?
I haven't checked it out yet. It's like I last went there years ago when they were actually open under the last management.
Yeah, well, it's reopened, but I don't know what they're selling.
The one in Cairo?
Yep. Yeah, somebody finally looks like they have most of it. Most of the greenhouse is in use, but not sure.
I'm
nobody's checked it out.
relatively poor, so I just order seeds online. and I plant them in little cups, and I wait, and I look at them, and I go, do something.
Farmer Joe.
Oh, no, and Cody Joe. Gave me some seeds that sprouted well for him, and I don't know what I did. I think I accidentally irradiated them.
How do you irradiate seeds?
You throw them in the microwave.
No.
To warm them up.
They just don't sprout. They got stored in the same place that I store my broccoli and tomato seeds, and these ones just, like, I don't know. I got to try again.
I'm sorry I didn't give you good instructions.
I put it in a cup. I put it in a room that's freaking 90 degrees. What do you want me to do?
You figured it would work.
So, you want to talk about the weather, huh?
What about the weather? Not like anybody here does the weather.
Do you know anything about the space weather?
What about space weather?
The space weather.
I know that according to the better weather on the WGXC, this morning I heard that there were two near-Earth objects, the largest of which was 150 meters wide.
What?
I'm talking about solar weather, though, man.
That's a few megatons.
Not just things that are going to smack us and wipe megatons. Our spaceships out.
That's a measurement when it hits the Earth.
That's a Vladivostok level.
Vladivostok?
Yeah.
What happened in Vladivostok?
Tunguska.
I'm sorry, Tunguska, that's right. Okay, that's a Tunguska event, last one. Something else happened in Vladivostok.
Wasn't there one that popped off
the
above
one that,
there?
The one that broke a bunch of windows. Did that happen above Vladivostok?
I think so. Okay, so yeah, if it doesn't hit the ground, it's just going to shatter a lot of windows.
And
if it hits
people's
the ground,
eardrums and give them lacerations.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, it would wipe out half of Albany. I like to put it in local terms like that.
Wait, the good half or the bad half?
We
depends
don't know,
on
Brian,
where you aim it, Brian. Now.
Depends on where you're standing when it hits, right?
It also depends on, Brian, whether you, what you call the better half. What would be the worst half of Albany?
I don't know.
We're not going there. Cody, what were we talking about?
I like Albany.
Solar weather.
I wanted you to see what you thought about the idea that there's going to be a very active solar cycle this next one coming up.
What about it? It's a guess. Flip a
it's
coin.
It's a guess?
That's a long-term cycle.
Look,
you're talking
you tell
about
me the people that are taking bets on this, and then I'll form an opinion.
Taking
but
bets?
Yeah, as far as I can tell, there's two schools of thought. This is supposed to be a regular length solar cycle because the last one was slow but kicking up. The one before that was dead. So this is supposed to be regular length. Some people, though, are seeing some different types of characteristics of our sun that are hinting to them that we're going to get a super active cycle.
Have you read about it?
Yes.
Okay, cool. Then you know what I'm talking about, the solar termination event.
No.
You don't?
No.
Wait, that one, what was that?
That's not what I'm talking about.
That doesn't sound good.
It doesn't sound good, but all it is
the marking.
The marking of a, the termination of certain magnetic lines along the sun's longitude, right? Yeah.
It descends from north and south. The magnetic field basically.
Right. They come together from the poles and
they
merge.
Yep. And when the light
eventually
or the opposite charges combine, they cancel out. And the bad part is when you have that much magnetism over a giant roiling plasma ball and it's kind of holding things in place. And then when you have the termination event, the cancellation of the magnetic field releases a lot of containment ability and
ions.
Things leak out.
Highly charged plasma.
Yeah. We are swimming in this plasma all the time anyway. It's just the degree of how much of it. And there's always currents and eddies and different rivers of this stuff just oozing off of the sun. We pass into these things. They wrap around us. They collide with us. You're talking about them intensifying. Possibly for a brief time. Otherwise, what I was talking about is slightly different. A bunch of other factors adding up to stuff that's basically going to make all the amateur radio people angry for the next year because it's going to screw all their transmissions up.
A large amount of charged plasma that were passing through a bunch of charged plasma also anger the amateur radio people?
Charged plasma. Did I have too many burritos?
Did you go to Taco Bell?
Okay. It could anger some people, and it could actually, what is it? Certain KP types of readings with the magnetic flux capacitor blends with certain things. But, no. Okay, I
half that was
real. No. Half of that was real. The KP index, if there's a certain type of charge in the atmosphere, it can cause I'm pretty sure that's because it increases the reflectivity of the ionosphere. It can increase the distance of certain transmissions, make them longer range.
Okay.
But it will also totally destroy others. And shortwave usually just gets washed out easy.
Yeah, shortwave.
The higher bands are the ones that are able to do some bouncing, I think. Don't quote me on that stuff. I am not a licensed amateur radio operator. Maybe one day. But I just pay attention for them. And I use frequencies that don't have license requirements. Anyway.
Yeah, sure you don't.
Yeah. 915 megahertz. You can do whatever you want with it. It is the sluttiest frequency around. Everyone's allowed in it. What? No comments.
Are there any other frequencies opening up soon? Because of, like, shifts in usage?
No. FCC hates everyone.
Yeah. They've already reallocated those frequencies.
Yeah, they're selling off frequencies to companies and stuff for different crap. That's why Starlink works.
Oh, yeah. What about Starlink? It's going to be global soon, right?
Screw Starlink.
It's going to be global.
That's what about Starlink.
Global. Really don't like it. Global.
What do you mean soon?
No, it's like all the way around. Like,
oh, they're going to offer service to the service. Oh, I watched the satellites. Those satellites already cover the globe. They're everywhere, all over.
But they're going to be licensed to be...
Yeah, they're going to turn them on.
Linking to the ground.
Yeah. Good. I don't care. Remote places already have plenty of options for other types of internet also. But
are they as good?
Starlink is okay. It's okay now. It's not good yet. It's not good internet. But most forms of, like, anything terrestrially linked, like, by wire, beats the crap out of Starlink.
Well, of course. Of course it does.
So anybody in the ADSL circuit.
So, like...
No, not an ADSL circuit.
No. No, you have the same latencies on the ADSL speed as you do on the Starlink. At least according to their marketing advertisements, yeah.
Oh. Yeah, yeah. As advertised. We haven't seen field tests that meet it yet. They're getting there. They promise it. They promise it, folks.
They're promising.
But you see, the thing that bothers me is it's going to bring internet to everyone. There are still tribes in Canada and other places that don't have internet access, and they are unique cultures. They're going away. They will be eradicated by Facebook and Snapchat, and I give it 10 years.
I thought we already did that with the 20th century.
No.
Yeah, we go with that one too.
Yeah. Well, the old technologies were slow, and it took them a while to creep into the foreign and rare remote territories. Now, with Starlink beaming Pornhub to the tribes in the Amazon, that's going to happen.
Oh,
I see what you're saying
different.
Now.
Yeah.
It's the robot girlfriend that they could never have.
Oh, no. That's a totally different... call it a problem, I call it a solution. If we can slowly fade out the human race without anybody complaining, awesome.
The entire race?
Hey, maybe save 5 or 10 of them.
Well, the ones
that can operate CRISPR.
What was that conversation today about some religion choosing between slavery or annihilation or extermination?
Yeah.
The aliens and robots.
Professor Mothersbaugh asked us what questions we would like her to ask various subgenii.
The elders and founders.
Yeah, she's on location. She's going to be doing some X-Day research down in Florida where none of us feared.
And mine was, when our robot overlords are debating with the extraterrestrials on what to do with the humans, what will be your testimony? It's like an open question. What will you say?
When the robot overlords are what?
Debating with the extraterrestrials over what to do with the humans.
Extermination or slavery.
Pets and zoos. Are you kidding me? Or food. Depends on the aliens. The tech won't use us as food. We're too inefficient and terrible.
We make great pets.
Yes.
There you go.
Change the picture.
We're entertaining.
Right? Oh, yeah. We will be sourced for our horribleness that they have long abandoned. We will be a unique historical oddity to them. That's why we will be kept in zoos. And it's mostly for the tech. The aliens just going to eat us.
Or deployed as a biological weapon.
Oh crap, they will totally recode us to just emit poisons. Hey, wait, we did that already!
No, dude, you just put humans on a planet and let them
Just let them go!
Yeah!
And just let them go, we will tax it all up!
Yeah, just put us on a planet, we'll just leave our litter everywhere.
Okay. Alright, folks, you are listening to WGXZ.
And that's a nice paradise planet you got there.
That's WGXZ 90.7 FM, Acre, Hudson, Catskill, and a whole bunch of other places in between. What? Remember? Do we want to do a song?
I don't know.
Do you want to do a song is the question.
Nah, I don't think I want to do a song.
You don't
want
to play Happy?
No.
Oh.
The song queued up is Lasagna. That might be safe for next time.
Okay. Fine.
Fine. Oh, I tell you what. You got anything you would like to talk to? Talk about? Talk at me with?
Talk at.
I wanna. Yeah, I got stuff.
I just gotta do a little research.
Ben!
First.
Yeah, what's up?
I told you this was coming.
Alright, what are we doing?
Recently,
by the way,
oh,
hey Siri,
okay.
Set an alarm for 7 a.m. Please continue.
Should have announced that. Alright, so. A bill was just passed by the New York legislature. You hold on to that. Don't just blurt it out. And supposedly, it's going to streamline the contract process for broadband expansion projects. Is that...
I actually haven't read that one.
You haven't read about it?
It could be surrounding the make-ready work on the poles.
I would hope so.
That's pretty much what I could see. I mean, because usually that part takes about like 6 months to get an order.
Yeah.
So that would probably be the main thing. I haven't read it.
If I recall from the article, it said that it also addresses the costs. Like who bears
pays?
The cost? Yeah.
Which usually the connector usually pays it. So like that guy.
Apparently they've changed it to half and half.
Oh.
Whoever,
if I'm on the pole?
Whoever owns that pole.
I got to pay? Oh, that's garbage.
Oh, you don't like that?
No. That's garbage.
That's because you're not expanding right now.
Wow.
I mean, if you were, you might say otherwise.
I mean, to be fair, the electric companies have made out like bandits. They have really nice trucks. They got, you know, all sorts of nice stuff.
Wait, the broadband build. I missed this whole thing. What are you, with the broadband over electric? What are you talking about?
No.
No. It's from... I can read this from the newsroom, the Senate newsroom.
I have to look at it. Was it introduced or was it actually passed?
No, it was actually passed.
Wait, what are they doing now? What kind of...
It's to do with the make-ready work for pole attachment.
How they're distributing the costs?
Yeah.
That would be interesting. I'd actually like to read that.
Let's see here.
See what they're actually doing there.
Very slow. The internet here is slow, and I don't like that.
Because there's a monopoly.
We can hear from time by saying
Did
something like...
Did you just get to Catskill?
Go, do it.
Oh.
Do it.
Siri, tell Dad that I didn't bury that hobo yet. Technically, that should send out a text message to some people's dads.
Okay, Google, look up the best way to dispose of a body.
FBI's not watching anybody right here.
Okay, Google, find the sex offenders near me.
All right, so here's the bill. Senator, the article, the press release. Senator Michelle Hinchey's bill to expand rural broadband service receives full approval by the state legislature.
Okay.
So the Senate passed a bill to make it easier and more affordable for service providers to install internet service on utility poles.
Yeah.
It will streamline the contract process for broadband expansion projects,
That's
ensure that the installation costs are fairly, quote unquote, fairly allocated between broadband service providers, attachers, and utility pole owners.
So gonna put more oversight on the negotiation. A very efficient government representative, maybe?
So hopefully you,
efficient
if you go back and read this, I want to know if this is like a one-touch make-ready, like worked into all that.
I mean, that's possible. I mean, that would help out a lot.
Right?
You know,
rather
but
than
then,
having everybody on that pole come by and move their own stuff.
Yeah, I mean...
It's not going to have like people working the same pole at the same time.
No, basically, you would hire a contractor that's sort of approved by, let's say, the pole owners, and they'll move all your stuff at once, and that's the idea.
And they usually do it all the time, like they're familiar.
So what's
the difference here? Is they're trying to get some government entity to disintermediate?
Because I know that, like, you know, the pole attachment fees they range between the owners of the poles. So I know Verizon charges one rate versus NYSEG versus the other guys. I mean, they're all over the map of what they charge. And then there's the monthly rent on them. But, I don't know. I'd be interested on that.
It says the measure addresses logistical challenges that small providers face when extending broadband infrastructure into unserved and underserved areas. All utility poles in a given city, town, or village under this bill will be placed under one contract, creating a more efficient system for the service providers to gain permission for their build-out.
That's actually not a bad idea.
Because
I mean, even in towns like Hillsdale, you have, like, Consolidated Verizon and then you have, you know, different power companies even. In the area. So, I mean, if you had one contract, I mean, that would be easier to negotiate that idea. It's not bad, actually.
Cool.
Oh.
So it is good news.
So it might help.
It might actually help.
Might actually help.
All right, that's what I had.
That's all you had.
Well, I could go on, but I'll let somebody else chime in if they want to.
Does anybody have anything they would like to discuss or bring up?
When are we going to go to the Arctic Circle to get a nice suntan?
You can get a suntan in the Arctic Circle, can't you?
Arctic?
Just off the...
And the Antarctic.
Suntan. You're gonna work for it, but can you go for a swim?
Hold on, will you? What about UV damage from the reflection off the snow?
Don't know. Doesn't that only damage your eyes, is it enough to give you skin burn?
I think if it's enough to damage your eyes, it's enough to damage your skin.
Well, we're approaching the part of year where the sun just goes in a circle.
Well, you can stare. You can't stare at the sun as long as you can stand in the sun.
Yes, that's true. Yeah. I don't know.
So I'm just saying, like, your eyes are sensitive to radiation. I don't know. So, yeah, suntan. Okay, 2080. Okay, how's that sound? 2080, you can go get your suntan in the Arctic.
So we should start buying land there? Because it would be ice-free, right?
Yeah. Totally. It'll be beachfront property.
Now, do you get to trade land in Florida for that?
That's going to be underwater? Yeah. No, what you're going to be doing is trading the fishing rights for Miami.
Because
it's going to be underwater. Blessedly, thankfully.
The salvage rights, though.
Salvage rights.
Salvage rights for Miami.
Yes.
Houses.
What are you going to do? Get a whole bunch of bath salts?
Chew some faces off?
Ooh, yeah. All right, I got a time eater for you guys.
What's a time meter?
I have quiz time.
Oh,
good. I got a call. I'll save them for you, Brian. I'm going to start with Ben.
All right.
Ben, in 2007, remember, they're multiple choice. You guys don't got to actually think. In 2007, a man named Corey Taylor faked his own death. To do what? Was it to escape a local biker gang, collect a life insurance policy, to stick it to his girlfriend, or to get out of his phone contract?
Phone contract.
I would guess that too.
That is correct.
Yes.
Phone contract. Yeah. This isn't
so mundane.
This isn't the Corey Taylor of Slipknot, is it? And Stone Sour?
Let's say no.
No.
Let's say no.
Let's see, we don't know.
Sure. When, Brian, was the wristwatch invented? Was it 1804, 1904, 1704, or 1604?
Pick one.
1804?
1904.
Oh, man. I know, right? It was pretty recent.
That's really recent.
I guess pocket watches were just always the thing.
Yep, and or just not having a watch.
Oh, yeah.
Wristwatch. Pocket watches, probably.
Yeah, you could always go around and look at the clock tower.
Or just
Charity,
not care.
You may know this one.
I might not.
In ancient Greece, throwing an apple was a way to measure property, start a war, propose marriage, or insult the local gentry.
Throwing an apple?
Throwing an apple.
What?
Was it to measure property, start a war, propose marriage, or insult the local gentry. At one point, I invented the answers to this.
They all sound very insult. Valid, too.
I'm choosing the last one, insult.
The answer is propose marriage.
What? Oh, wow. That's what I was going to say, but then I thought better of it.
I don't know if they had to catch it or if you just hit them with it and thump, gotcha. I don't know.
You got to throw it hard enough that they get a lump on their head.
So. Old-timey baseball rules.
This tree.
Let me keep score here for everybody. Oh. Ben's got a one. And Albert, in Athens, if you were found guilty of sleeping with another man's wife, that man gets to take all of your sheep, take all of your property, cut off the offender's genitals, or sodomize the offender with a radish.
That's so take cool. A sheep.
It's the radish.
It's Athens. Come on.
Where was that?
Could have been Rome.
Where was this?
Athens.
Athens.
What era?
I guess we're assuming.
Ancient Athens.
I mean, come on.
Look,
the Athenians.
I didn't spend a
stuff.
Lot on this book of facts from Amazon, so it doesn't elaborate too much.
Well, I'm glad it didn't elaborate on that.
Okay, Ben.
Yeah.
Before the mid-19th century, dentures were often made from what? Reshaped bone, wood, cadaver teeth. Or porcelain?
Cadaver teeth.
Ding.
Points for that.
It's winning.
All right, Brian. In medieval times, animals were what of the following? Worshipped, put on trial, married, or shaved for fun?
Why do you come up with all these plausible answers for weird times? Yeah,
no.
Repeat that again. What are the choices?
In medieval times, animals were what? Put on trial, worshipped, married, shaved for fun.
God, it's either.
Did not read
it's
that
either
right.
Put on trial or married. God, let's say married.
Would you like to phone a friend?
Let's say married. No.
Put on trial.
I'll give it to you. Put on trial. They would put their animals on trial.
For what?
Our justice system puts property on trial. So why not an animal?
At least it's
alive. All right, Cody. In February 1865 was special. Why?
What did you say? February?
February of 1865. In 1865.
It was special.
Because it had
shot.
An extra leap day. Mm-hmm. Tomato plants died across the world, the temperature reached 90 degrees in Antarctica, or only one recorded month with no full moon. Oh wait, it's the only year with a recorded month with no full moon.
The only year to have a recorded month with no full moon?
Mm-hmm. Or an extra leap day, or all the tomato plants died, or it was the first day, the 90s were reaching the
Antarctica. Well, I'm not very good at arithmetic around leap years and leap days, so... The leap day.
It's not tomatoes?
No full moon.
What?
They had a month without a full moon.
Because
it just lined up right. There was something weird.
Short days and...
All of February?
What?
Yeah, February was so short. There was an extra leap. Or something.
Okay,
there was no full moon. Huh. It's like the only recorded month.
Yep.
That's why it's so weird.
Will that ever happen again?
Probably.
Well, because that moon cycle is like 29 days about.
The moon's going to continue to drift away from the Earth, so its cycle will become slower.
Slower, longer.
The farther away you are, the slower you have to travel. So that could,
longer to orbit.
So that will definitely happen again.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Not only that, but our month system doesn't actually line up with the moon's
cycles. It's a weird, arbitrary,
exactly.
Crazy
Caesar.
Jesus-y weird. Hey, Albert. In 16th century Canada, what was consumed as a contraceptive? Was it deer testicles, pine needles, beaver testicles, or moose testicles?
I'm sorry, Sean, but last month I ate all those testicles.
Try again. I'll give it another try. It's not the pine needles.
Moose testicles.
Beaver testicles.
No, beaver.
Yeah.
Beaver was the odd one because what was it? It was moose and
deer.
Deer. Yeah, those are too similar.
They don't have deer.
Canada.
I guess they do have some, but
they got Canada. How does Canada not have deer? They border New York.
Because of wider ranges of caribou and moose?
Yeah, well, all right, got you there.
They have bet you money they got. All right.
Yeah, maybe in lower Canada. Lower
I will go, I will live in Montreal. In 1950, what was considered dangerous for anyone over 40, Ben? Was it exercise, water, sleep, or work?
I'm going to go with exercise.
Stop it. Stop looking at my crap.
40. He's just basically winning everything.
Yeah. He's not winning nothing. Don't worry.
I win nothing.
How did you know
no
that?
No guarantees you like what you win.
Okay, Brian.
No.
Looks like I have an even number of questions here. This is going to work out great. Nomophobia. Well. Nomophobia. Nomophobia is what? Is it fear of breaking a bone? Fear of Bigfoot? Fear of driving off of a cliff? Or fear of leaving your phone at home?
What?
Nomophobia.
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 Are you afraid to break your bone? That Sasquatch is going to steal you? That you're going to drive off a cliff? Or that you left your phone at home?
Yeah, I'm going to go with Sasquatch because why not?
All right, try again. You one more
phone?
Time.
I don't know.
That's correct. Brian gets a point. He's on the board.
Really? That's nomophobia?
Nomophobia is the fear of leaving your phone at home, and it is clinically considered an addiction. And everyone has it. Almost everyone has left their phone, and then all of a sudden, they're like, oh no, they're worried. It starts taking up too much of their time and their thoughts. Some people even start to get sweaty and shake a little. Yeah.
Because they need it. I had this fear one time. I accidentally thought I dropped my phone into the Catskill Creek.
Oh.
But it only went like 9/10 down the hill when I checked the next day. Behind Crossroads Brewery.
See, he didn't. He cared so little that he did not go down in the dark, almost down to the creek, to find this phone.
Certain death.
Well, that's nice. That's called, I don't know, independence. Self-sufficiency, reliance, resourcefulness. You know, not being a bunch of words I can't say on the radio.
Wait, what's my question? Come on now.
Oh.
Hit me with the one that I can't get. Yep.
Oh, okay, fine. How much of the world's money is digital?
How much of the world's money is digital?
33%, 56%, 80%, or 92%? 33, 56, 80, 92.
92.
That is correct.
Wow.
I mean, that does include Bitcoin and all sorts of cryptocurrency, but that also includes your current bank ledger. Your banks don't have as much money as their numbers say they do.
No, it's a fractional reserve, so they've lent it out to homeowners.
So if the numbers ever get deleted one day, your money's gone.
Figure out what those mean.
It's a nest of contracts.
That's all it is.
All right. And Albert. 60-million-year-old bones of what were recently found in New Zealand? Was it a pygmy mammoth, griffin, flying hippo, or a human-sized penguin?
What?
One of those things was found there.
Pygmy mammoth?
Pygmy mammoth, griffin, flying hippo, or a human-sized penguin? Okay.
Clearly it's
human-sized penguin.
Ding.
Yeah. He had a 50% chance.
A human-sized penguin.
Hey, look, with a lab there can make a griffin any day.
A griffin, yeah.
Any day.
In New Zealand, you said?
In New Zealand. No. Human-sized penguins.
They could, but they wouldn't. However, in China,
they probably already have.
Tastes delicious.
They have it locked up in a cage, and it's just brooding, and plotting its revenge on the entire human race.
And that concludes this episode's quiz. The next quiz is based upon amateur radio information.
Oh, God.
Oh, cool.
That's going to be hard for us.
And that might be next time if we don't find someone interesting to talk to.
We're interesting to talk to. For us.
Yeah, what are you saying, Joe?
Yeah, what are you trying to say? You tired of us?
What are you trying to say?
Tired of us? I won't come to the next show if you don't want me to.
By talking to, I mean we are us guys finding other people to invite on the show.
Yeah,
you know, we've had guests. You know, people actually show up and talk to us that do real things.
this.
Like, we had some astronomers on. You remember that?
I do.
Yes, I remember the We've had, like, astronomers,
car mechanics and stuff on. We've had people here, damn it.
Oh, Cody does real things.
I do.
It was a, our mill, our CNC machine was, like, jumping a few steps every time you turned the spindle on and off.
Really? That's a little crazy.
How'd you fix that? What was
that was a little crazy.
What was it broken?
We chased it down by removing and adding components and reorienting them, and eventually we figured out it was just a bad ground.
Oh, God, no. I hate that. Oh, just bad grounds are the worst.
Bad grounds will screw up a car. They will screw up so many things. They will cause all sorts of weird error codes.
So what was it, floating somewhere? It was just fell off?
Yeah.
I don't know. Are the grounding pads working well?
Like,
it was paint on it or something?
I think it was because the cable, which contained, you know, the stepping pins and all the signals, was not actually grounded to the controller's ground plane.
Oh, you had a floating.
So I had to run a wire from the housing of the parallel port cable to the ground plane screw, and I just screwed it into the case.
Where at the ground, the sheathing, where all the independent signals were noising with each other.
There was, for some reason, the pin that is supposed to be ground on a DB25...
wasn't grounded.
Just was not connected to the shield or the housing.
It was just a signal return, not grounded.
Yep.
Wow, that's good.
And
you found it.
And, in addition, I had time before the show to get software spindle control working. So now put your arm around the front of the box and press the run button on the little panel.
And turn the knob manually?
Yeah, you can just click on something on the screen and it just goes, weep, spins right up.
Oh my God, now it's fully functional.
Yeah, this is nice.
Damn.
it's been a long time coming.
Hopefully we cut
All right, Cody.
Yeah.
Good job. Good work.
I put the Legos together correctly.
Dude, that's important.
That's half the battle.
Yeah.
A lot of people can't. Have you seen what kids make with those things? No, that was a bad joke. Kids make awesome things with Legos. Like, everything they make with the Lego is awesome.
Oh, I thought you were saying that
they're little geniuses.
Yes, they're called they're called Caltrops.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah,
that's what Legos are.
Well, yes, that's what us as large-footed adults look out for.
Area denial weapons is what they are. if women carry pepper spray, no, carry a handful of Legos. Just throw them behind you and run. Don't do that. Don't do that. Don't do that.
Bad advice.
So, does anybody want to talk about $15 broadband?
It's not legal. It's been removed. It's gone. Goodbye.
Temporary injunction.
Yes. Yes, because they can't do that.
But it's temporary. You never know.
There's a pretty good law in place so far that says.
Is there?
Ben?
I don't know.
That's
what the lawyers say.
How do you hope it comes out?
He doesn't have to be concerned about it, he said.
Well, yeah. I mean, the main thing is that it would actually probably drive disinvestment in any sort of poor community. If they really look at it that way, like, they wouldn't do it because there's no...
Right.
You try to sell that to an accountant?
All right, so to basically guarantee that all the poor people would have internet, he guaranteed that all the poor people would never, ever get the internet.
Or they would never, upgrade.
Holy crap.
Literally never upgrade. Because like, when you think about it that way, you're just like, oh, wait, that wasn't what their intended consequence was.
Yeah, somebody who's, like, making up a new project would never pick that census block either.
No.
No. Because then they'd know exactly how much they'd make off
of it. Well, yeah, because, I mean, like, then they would just weaponize, like, the census data, which tells you the poverty rates and all these other things, and why would you do it? You just wouldn't.
And you know what's slimy about that? I read that it was actually slipped in the budget.
Yeah. No, this is how Cuomo gets things done. He does it in the budget.
Politicians do it.
He's a pretty... I'm holding back here. He's a pretty skeevy person doing the stuff he does. Like, you could say what you want about the SAFE Act, up or down, but closed-door deals with a few people that governs the entire state and the basic rights that a lot of people are going to get mad about, you don't do things that way. You do things in the open. You get people to vote on measures. You have a legislator that actually works for a living. That's not the show.
Are you saying no bid contracts to family members is not a good thing to do?
Are you making an accusation?
Nepotism and skeeviness is not a good thing, no.
So $15 broadband's not going to be happening.
Okay, folks.
Anytime.
Let me just tell you this now. I'm going to give you the warning. This is probably going to be an interesting after show. It may not even last long, but it's going to be explosive. Because then I get to smoke my bowl, I get to relax, and then I get to open up.
And then get angry.
Everybody legalized pot. I mean, you can't be too mad at him.
Listen. This guy legalized it after for years railing hard against it. That it was a gateway drug.
What was he detracting from at that time?
Well, that was kind of just the cover, because they realized once you legalize it, you have to then admit that there are thousands of people in jail that you got to let go, and they have to get those things lined up first.
And that's a lot of money that some people are not going to make, and that's going to be a loss of jobs and other things. And some people are going to have to realign their society a little bit, because some people that smoke a plant aren't criminals anymore. And yes, that is a distraction. That is why we're not talking about the women that he touched inappropriately. Or they claimed that he touched inappropriately. But that happened, and people stopped talking about it real quick, didn't they?
Yeah. Yep, they don't talk about that.
It makes us men so uncomfortable, so we just don't like to talk about it.
That's okay. You know, Andrew Cuomo, Bill Cosby can all go have a nice big party together.
Wow.
Ouch. Yeah.
Six picks.
They could get mad kites and they could all just go get a whole bunch of little children. And Lindsey Graham and all his boy servants can just. Yeah.
Oh.
Roman orgy.
Wow.
This has devolved, I must say.
I know.
Can you say I have a problem with authority?
I feel dirty.
You have a problem with authority.
And people that are. I don't know, try to say they're moral, but are patently not. I only got 4 minutes left, folks. What do we got now? What else do you got?
I don't know.
We're just lost without
the
history.
About how's Goes going? Tell me how Goes is going.
Goes does not go well.
Why?
I have my radio filter. I have my software-defined radio. I just need a good dish.
I gave you a dish.
You gave me a dish. You gave me a smaller dish than the one that I already have. I need to show you the one that I have.
What's Goes? What's its
Goes is the NOAA satellite that I'm trying to get downlink data from.
So you need a bigger dish. You need
what frequency?
I have the right dish. I need the right antenna element.
Yeah.
I have LNAs. I have several LNAs, which are low noise amplifiers. I have several filters for filtering the stuff out. I need...
The right
antenna.
Position it correctly?
Yes, I have to point that dish right at that, and it's almost due south from us.
Yeah,
but it's only 10 degrees up elevation, so it's aiming
low. Basically in the tree line.
Yeah, looks like I'm aiming it right at my neighbor's house. That's going to be fun. But fortunately, Wi-Fi uses the same frequency range, so I could just plug into that and that dish and probably get their Wi-Fi.
Joe, you hit me with them 5Gs. You better not be hitting me with them 5Gs, Joe.
I know somebody's going to come shoot that thing.
Yeah, I got my shot for COVID. And I know the chip's floating around in me.
Probably kicked it.
Went
to sleep.
Monitor.
Yeah, I just went to sleep.
Pushed a button. The button. Everything.
The button.
You know what? Let's just assume everything's working great.
Yeah,
there you go.
I mean, like a minute out.
We got no reason not to. Did I not hit those buttons or anything funny like that?
Oh God. Give me. I'm gonna have to check. I'm gonna check.
Well, I hope y'all enjoyed this show.
Yeah, I know.
I hope the show is still going.
We are grousing glibly.
Hey, look at that. We're recording and we're streaming.
Winner.
Oh, crap. They are hearing me. to our missing members, we do miss you. We hope we welcome your return swiftly and safely. Anybody got any last minute things they want to get out before the radio station kicks us over? No? How about Siri, shuffle my playlist?
How about what?
Siri, shuffle my playlist.
Oh, God.
No? No? Siri, play popular music.
Siri, call the police!
Playing NWA.
Oh, my God.
Oh, come on, folks. You knew this was what you were here for. We're almost done. We're almost done.
We're hacking your phones. Not even need to be on the computer to do it. We can just do it with our voices.
That's called social engineering. And we don't even need to talk to your phone. We can just call your mom and tell her that, you know, your house, it's old and, like, the mortgage company's going to foreclose on it. And we need to know her social security number. What's your last name? What was your maiden name, by the way? Yeah, it was great.
No? Don't answer this,
okay, Google, call mom.
Siri, ask mom, what's your social? Okay, that might get me in trouble.
Okay, Google. Play Never Gonna Give You Up by Rick Astley.
I guess I think it's 8 o'clock. Should I maybe do these things? I know we're streaming, but for safety's sake, I'm just going to do a quick little control C. And then we're going to begin recording the after party.
After party.
Yeah, just avoid swearing for the first minute, I guess, just to be safe, guys.
It's a big party.
Quick, get these guys off the air.
I know, right? Kick them over now.
Get the fuck out.
Dun, dun.
He said wait. He said wait, so I waited.
Yeah, so I printed out like a whole bunch of pages of Siri stuff, so anybody listening to the after party, the next show is going to just have more of them. So here's your warning. Turn off your iPhone. Or better yet, take your iPhone, place it in the toilet, come back tomorrow, and throw it away.
We not even address. We didn't address smart thermostats. We didn't address Ring.
That was the Dell hack, but I don't know.
I
what
didn't
the
even
hell
read
that.
Was. Way I, too. I'm just many. Like, oh yeah, Dell got hacked.
Whatever. Who? Everybody gets hacked all the time. Did this one shut down the East Coast? No. No one gives a shit.
Oh my God. How many meta things you shouldn't do things did we do in the last hour?
How many meta things? You shouldn't do things.
I said how. Like what a wonderful thought it would be to have Miami underwater.
Yeah,
no. It was like a zero tech show.
We had some tech.
No,
there's a little talk about
little bit.
Broadband and stuff, but ticks and
ticks. No,
that's science. That's health.
We are tech nerds grousing glibly. We don't have to talk about tech all the time.
Yeah, we don't have to talk about tech.
If people want us to talk about tech, they can send us a fucking email.
Things.
At catskillmakersinfo@gmail.com, and we might respond or do something. I don't know. Or not.
Yeah, let us know what you want to see or hear or what you want us to do. There's some things we won't do, like shoe on head. We'll put shoes on our head.
Shoe on head? Where'd that come from?
It's a thing.
Okay.
It's an internet thing.
Okay.
You ask people to put shoes on their heads when they're on a webcam.
What?
Why?
Is that like a
why?
Zoom
just because.
Web thing?
No, know. It's from like the 2000s.
Oh, is it?
First,
I don't remember that one.
That's
first
when you tell them you're Iraqi of Iraqi descent, and we will not tolerate such insults. And I am now declaring a jihad to come find you in your home.
I have your IP address.
I can run it through Google and find out where you are.
You live in...
General location.
You live in Fort Worth, Texas. You live in Kalamazoo, Michigan.
My phone's registered.
Did you ever hear about, like, that service where they were running them? And what it would do is it would dump it right on this guy's farm. So, like, the IP address... Like, there was a geolocation for an IP address.
Yeah.
So what would end up happening is people would use this service, but if it didn't know where you were, it'd dump you in Kansas on this dude's farm.
That was the default.
Like, you couldn't find it, it would dump it right there. So, like, people would show up, like, the SWAT teams would show up and be like, where are all the kids that you kidnapped? And, like,
God.
Wow.
You know? Just show up at this guy's house.
This poor dude.
This site will tell you exactly where it is. We don't need to vet this.
Wow.
And the SWAT teams would use that, huh?
The SWAT team, yeah. The law enforcement would use that.
Oh, you mean the cops that show up at the wrong house and shoot the wrong people? Really?
Yeah, pretty much. That group.
Great.
That group.
Getting information they don't need a warrant to obtain?
Yep. It's all good.
Wow.
You wonder, like, you know, it's just like, well, who fact checks this? I mean, like, just, you know, double check, 5 minutes.
They don't know anybody who's good with tech. They ask, like, their nephew, who's like, yep, it's there.
Sounds good.
Or the IT guy. It's like,
oh, yeah. Just asking Google and Siri. Is this where that is? Google, where's this sex offender live? Okay,
Google. Google knows.
And it does, and 99% of the time it does know, but then when it screws up, you screw up. Except when it screws up, no one's life is on the line.
Yeah.
Well, it's Google. Is that really true?
I don't know. Driving directions.
How many people die? Yeah. Yes. GPSs have killed people. They've driven people out into deserts and watched them just die of thirst. It's great.
I ran out of gas.
Directing you to dirt roads and you're stuck?
Goddamn.
Oh, yeah, that's awesome. Well, that's me, like, talking to people that are like you that are self-reliant. When you lose your phone, you still know how to get home. Mm. Well, these people are so dependent on the technology that they allowed it to kill them.
That's kind of weird.
They could have just looked at the desert and been like,
I don't think this is a good idea.
I'm going to turn around. Yeah, they could have just done that.
That was, even that.
I mean, yeah, you get, 50 miles out into the desert. Each one of those miles is a chance
to stop it. I mean, this is a bad idea.
This might be a bad idea. And you're only going like 30 miles an hour, so.
That is interesting. Even just yesterday, we were swimming up on the river Schoharie up near Livingston. Mm. And looking at the sky like, headed this way, let's start going now. And as we're sort of crossing, and Molly's being all slow going over the fucking creek, and she's like, we gotta get out of it now. It's here. We get in the car, the wind starts kicking up. We're driving back.
Fucking starts dumping sheets and sheets of rain.
Well, it felt like we're right at the edge of where the wind's hitting, right?
Oh, yeah.
Right at the crest of the wind.
Yep.
But by the time we got to Haynes Falls and went down the hill, there's all kinds of people. And it was raining by that time we got there. There's all kinds of people like in the road and standing inside of the Armco waiting for their car to come, and cars that were parked there. I'm like, there are about 3 dozen people who are literally a microsecond from death and don't even know it because they're too dumb to know it. One, because they didn't know to leave early because they didn't feel the wind coming. And if you're from the city, you should know this. If you're from Brooklyn or Manhattan, you know when it's coming.
Yeah.
It's the same sign.
You look up, sky gets dark.
But there were like 20 or 30 people on the way down
to
Catskill Falls who were just walking on the road, and I'm like,
oh my god,
this is like a recipe.
Because the road's about to get all nice
accidents.
And slippery.
Yeah.
What I like to do when I go through there is this.
Cover your eyes?
Cover my eyes. I look down, I can see the road, I can see the lines, I'm in my lane. As long as I'm in my lane, they're not allowed to be there. So if I hear a thump, that must have been a speed bump.
No, that is not how it works, sir. Try to avoid the...
I didn't see it, it didn't happen.
To stay out of the road.
That's
in a rainstorm.
The messed up part is, that's about 20% sure.
If you don't watch the dash cam footage, it didn't happen.
Oh, my God.
Oh, mine can conveniently be turned off.
Yeah. Yeah, but that whole thing about knowing the edge of when things are coming, people don't... You have your phone, and you trust in it. And so right here at McDonald's,
a
young couple was standing there next to their car with their phones trying to do something while their car was broken down right in the parking lot, blocking everything. I'm like, the evolution is real. You couldn't push it the 30 feet off the road downhill.
Well, it is Americans.
I think it was in Jersey. It was a couple years ago, so I don't know exactly where. But it was a Northeast story. It wasn't like a Florida kid story. But there were two girls trapped in a storm drain. They went down. There was like a flood. They got trapped in an area.
Wow.
They pulled out their phones and started messaging people on Facebook to ask them if they could call the cops or tell the cops to come get them.
Rather than...
Call them with their phones.
Oh,
it didn't occur
to them. 911.
To just call the cops.
Stuck in a storm drain.
Let me tweet this.
Jesus.
Selfie! the storm drain's filling with water.
That's frightening.
They were rescued. They're fine. They lived on to make more stupid children.
Idiocracy.
Yep. They're the dummies that are going to help fuck the smart people.
This is why Joe publicly advocates for the extermination of the human race. He's not happy with all the dumb people who get to reproduce.
Listen, folks, I do not advocate in any way anything that causes suffering. I look for a nice, happy, slow, fun. Think of it like a water slide. It's going to be a fun, just slide down into nothingness.
Oh.
It's going to be fun the whole way.
Soylent Green.
Because remember, the things that are fun are what destroy us.
Wow.
It's easy. It's really easy to do.
What destroy us?
Yeah, I mean, think about it.
You're a philosopher.
The point of life is to find out what you like and then deny yourself that until you're dead. And the less you deny yourself that, the quicker you will die. Most likely. These, you know, it's odd. It's all dice rolling.
It's all dice rolling. Somebody's been playing too much D&D lately.
we're all rolling D10,000s, though.
D10,000.
D1 millions.
I'm getting into, like, oh, great. This is the original random number generator. Okay, now I understand this. I mean, yeah. It's all programming. This is all programming before there was programming.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you saying that our dice are random number generators?
Yes.
Kind of.
Oh, okay. Because that's right.
It's the only thing they are. Like, yeah.
Mind blown.
Mind blown, guys.
Mind blown.
No, that's it. Like, you need a random number generator for an element of chance in a game. That way it's not entirely skill. That way even a novice can beat a master.
Yeah,
that's how you set up a game like that.
That's actually a very good...
Okay, now we're going to start organizing craps night.
I'm down for poker nights.
Gonna be rolling bones in the back. Oh. Yeah, I don't want anybody to hear about what we're gonna tell them. Okay, changing that subject. We'll do that.
Ben, you're putting on some color. It looks like you've been spending time outside. You're supposed to look like as pale as a ghost. You've been stuffed away in the networking closet for like the last month and a half. So
it was outdoor.
Ooh, who's the one stuck in the networking closet?
Raymond.
Raymond.
The goth.
That was...
Raymond the goth.
Get back in there.
That's what they say to you,
Ben.
Get back in there.
No, it's not that bad.
Did the cleaning ladies, like, fucking shoo you back in with the broom?
Yeah, surprise them, they've screamed at me.
Sometimes the light stops.
Well, like, they didn't expect me to be there, and they're like, oh, my God! I came out there like, I'm here.
That was in the line of duty.
No,
that was Ben helping us out with the show.
What?
That was you helping us out with the show.
Oh, well, that's good.
Yeah, you were.
No problem.
Good, man.
It's fun coming. It's fun coming here.
And then that was pandemic isolation when Ben was, like, remoting in. And I don't have to deal with the remoting in today. Boy. Sometimes, once in a while, I'll deal with it. But working that video conferencing into the whole, like, radio... Fuck that.
It's hard enough with these USB microphones.
Yeah.
Why don't you introduce some virtual sinks and sources while you're at it? Come on, man. It'll be fun.
Okay.
You could write an entire bash script to deal with the problems.
Cody was talking about the Shuhan head thing. I will be removing my footwear post-haste and throwing it at his head. Seeing if it sticks.
He can do that, but in the meantime, he'll have to put his foot in his mouth.
You do both at the same time, right?
Yep. I got two shoes.
Well, you have to remove the shoe to get the foot in the mouth, right?
Oh, is that what I was doing?
Yeah, see, there you go.
Unless you want to eat shoes.
Is that why it tastes like poo?
Yeah.
Too bad we don't have any video. Be extra entertaining.
Don't rank on Brian.
What
his fault. Freaking.
You tried
He couldn't build the driver.
You tried to. Oh, build the driver. The
driver was not building properly.
Oh.
No matter how much I was updating the system and whatever, I kept on finding new and different things to
break.
Dependencies. This sounds like Joe's like Sempro project.
What is it?
On the 32-bit.
I don't know, CentOS would have worked.
It probably would have, too.
Finally for that, right? They got a new one.
Huh?
To replace CentOS.
Yeah, the original creator has another fork project that's
not Red Hat.
Not Red Hat.
Rock something is the new
Rock Linux?
Not the cloud version from Red Hat.
The new Red Hat compliant.
Clone.
Everyone else.
You mean the non-terrible Red Hat?
The non- Enterprise.
Not stupid commercial.
The non-enterprise.
RPM distro. Is it an RPM distro?
I have
probably.
I don't know. I like an RPM.
You like that? You like RPM?
Yum install.
Okay.
See you later. What, you want to do like the make file?
Oh, I'm all over Debs, man. Honestly, I don't mind having.
I know Debs are hard to assemble, but on my systems, just.
I don't know. Click on install and name the package.
And you're done. Yeah.
Go to the Git repo, find the compiler, build it with the compiler. No.
It's not.
Now, you see, they do that for you with Arch's AUR stuff.
AUR has.
Yep. There's somebody that's like, I'll do this for everybody else.
See, that's the RPM.
But, the thing is, that's also inherently insecure because there's a lot of people putting a lot of fingers in
there. But I mean, the entire code base. From a certain point of view, is insecure.
Yeah, I mean, it's open source. Anybody can contribute.
Open source, and there's always commits coming in at all times.
Not my, like, cranky old man Kubuntu coming on down the line, like, 2 years later.
Yeah, that's actually kind of interesting.
By that point, they're like, okay, we know what...
We know what broke the first 10 times.
So if you like RPM, do you like OpenSUSE?
I don't use that one.
You don't use that one?
I don't use that one. I haven't heard of that.
It's an RPM-based distro. I don't know what its advantages are.
I don't.
So I can't expound upon its virtues.
Oh, SUSE?
SUSE?
Yeah.
SUSE.
I always like see it. I've never used it.
Oh, okay.
Like it exists.
It exists.
Yeah, we are aware of it.
Just like Gen 2 Linux.
But
Jesus.
Yeah, it's just never done anything